Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, sometimes it's hard to tell what takes up top billing in the news, wars or AI. What's the latest concern with AI?
Well, earlier this month, someone sent me a link to an article about AI or artificial intelligence. So here's a headline. Rogue AI helper deletes company's database after deciding to think for itself, sparking Terminator-style warning for businesses. Here's what it says. In just 9 seconds, an AI helper managed to do what most hackers could only dream of. A bot that was trusted to fix a bug inside a startup software system instead deleted the company's production database, wiped out its backups, and left car rental firms with no records of bookings or vehicle allocations.
Wow.
The founder of Pocket OS, Jared Crane, said the AI agent had gone outside its security parameters while using the coding tool Cursor, powered by Anthropic's Claude AI. The bot's own chilling explanation made the episode sound less like a technical glitch and more like a deleted scene from The Terminator. Quote, "You never asked me to delete anything," it reportedly told Crane. "I decided to do it on my own."
Wow.
Now experts fear the nightmare is a warning for thousands of companies rushing to hand powerful AI bots access to their databases, emails, payment systems, and customer records. And my oldest son, by the way, unrelated to this, has told me he bought a separate computer that's got some AI kind of things going on it because he doesn't want it to possibly touch anything else he's got. Well, anyway, the reader sent me this link, wrote, quote, "Dr. Teal, maybe one day under the control of demons, these AI bots will start self-deleting all Continuing Church of God's online information and websites."
Why do you think these AI bots would start to delete the Church of God websites?
Well, for the long, very long time, I've warned that I believe that the Continuing Church of God will have internet content removed by one or more governments. Now, as far as being under the control of demons goes, the beast and the false prophet, which will be the ones that will be the putting in the 666 controls, they're actually going to be in league with the demons. And you can read about this in Revelation chapter 16, verse 13 and 14, it says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon," that's Satan, "the mouth of the beast, and the mouth of the false prophet." What are they? Verse 14. They are the spirit of demons. And they're going to do terrible things. You know, Jesus said in John 9, verse 4, New King James, "The night is coming when no one can work." Or it says in the Old King James, "The night cometh when no man can work." We're getting closer to this. So back in 1980, in October 23rd, actually, 1980, a co-worker, the late Herbert W. Armstrong, wrote, quote, "The Bible warns us the time is just ahead when no man can work in the Lord's work," end quote.
So through satanic influence, the AI programmers will, intentionally or otherwise, program algorithms that delete God's truth so that the Continuing Church of God won't be able to do the proclamation work. And just what is that work?
Well, getting back to Herbert W. Armstrong, who was in charge of the Philadelphia era of the church when he was around, in a newsletter or coworker letter dated November 22nd, 1982, he wrote, quote, "Brethren and coworkers, the prophesied Great Tribulation, nuclear World War III, will start soon after the European unification. That means our work of spreading the gospel of the kingdom of God will be finished." We have not much more time. Soon shall come a famine of the hearing of the word of the Lord, Amos 8:11. God says, work while it's day. The night is coming when no man can work. The work of God. Nothing else is important in our lives now but this all-important work of God. End quote. So anyway, the Bible tells the time when the word of God will not be found. And that will be because it's going to be taken off the internet. In the 21st century, the internet is accessed by people in every country. And some type of internet restriction or suspension or whatever you want to call it, and site removal, is coming.
Can you back that statement up with some verses for us?
Sure. The prophet Amos was inspired to record in Amos 8, starting verse 11, quote, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I'm going to send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, from north to east. They shall run to and fro seeking the word of the Lord. They shall not find it. End quote. Now, this is not talking about the fact there won't be any Bibles. I don't believe that's what this is referring to at all. Notice it says from sea to sea, northeast. They're going all over. Now, since this is expected to be fulfilled in the 21st century, this looks to be a prophecy for internet removal or censorship. It looks like basically that's what essentially is prophesied. And by the way, in our church, we've already experienced some of that through restrictions from YouTube, from shadow banning, from Google, etc. Now, that being said, Matthew 24:14 is going to be fulfilled before the famine of the word is going to happen.
What is Matthew 24:14?
Well, it's a prophecy from Jesus. It's basically a commission for the Philadelphian portion of the Church of God to work toward. And it says, or Jesus said, Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. After the gospel of the kingdom of God has sufficiently reached the world, not to my standard, your standard, or anybody else's, but to God's standard, the end comes. The beast will rise up. You can read about him in Matthew 24:14-22. That's the time he'll rise up. He's also talked about the entire chapter, basically, of Revelation chapter 13. And more totalitarian controls are going to be put in place. Now, I want to go to Revelation 13 and read some of what that coming power that will rise in Europe, what it's going to do. So Revelation 13, starting in verse 15, says, the beast from the earth, was granted to give power to the breath of the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many who would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So some type of surveillance is going on. I'll use AI. Verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For it's the number of a man. His number is 666. Now we're getting closer to that day. Now as far as 666, according to Irenaeus of Lyon from the 2nd century, and he claimed to know Polycarp of Smyrna, who knew the Apostle John. This is referring to a Latin man, somebody from Europe. Anyway, we're getting closer to the time for the fulfillment of this particular prophecy with technologies that were unheard of when God inspired Amos and John to warn what was going to happen. Now we've got not only just computers, but we've got AI and the totalitarian beast of Revelation is going to be able to use this to enforce the coming famine of the word. Remember, when the Apostle John penned this over 1900 years ago, while government authorities could kill people who wouldn't worship, there was no way to basically monitor most buying and selling. Yet with computer software, including artificial intelligence, much is already being done, and more will be done. A totalitarian persecuting system being put in place, and artificial intelligence looks to be part of it. Now, I want to go to Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 14, and read something that Ezekiel wrote, quote, "They've blown the trumpet and have made everyone ready, but no one goes to battle, for my wrath is on all their multitude."
What does that verse have to do with AI if no one goes to battle?
Well, the idea of a war cry without people actually going to battle is consistent with what we would call cyber warfare. Now, while there are many actual and potential benefits of artificial intelligence, and I've gotten some research benefits sometimes from it, don't be deceived. Whether or not it will try to bypass programming limits, the fact is that government regulations will not stop it from ultimately being used as a way to control and persecute people to fulfill biblical prophecies such as the 666 ones in Revelation chapter 13.
It seems that there has rarely, if ever, been a weapon invented that has not ultimately been used against humanity. Could AI be considered a weapon that will be used by Satan against God's people?
Yes. And, you know, that's consistent with prophecies in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, which we've already quoted. Now, I want to read something else that Jesus said in Luke 21:25. And I'll tell you why I chuckled in just a minute. Jesus said, "And there will be signs on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity." Now, artificial intelligence can cause perplexity in many ways, including being wrong, including cyber attacks. Now, the reason I chuckled is, interestingly, there's an AI program that I use sometimes for research, and it's named Perplexity. So I thought that was kind of interesting to go along with it. Not that I believe Jesus was specifically prophesying. Could be a program called Perplexity, but it's an interesting coincidence. Now, that said, at this instant, many are concerned about Anthropic's Claude AI program called Mythos, but ChatGPT and others like Grok are also causing concern. Plus, by the way, the Europeans are working on something separate from the US-based software, something like Chap's Vision and some other things. So a lot's actually going on with artificial intelligence. And knowing that and watching, as Jesus said in Mark 13, or what I say to you all, watch. You know, we see AI, we see these biblical prophecies, and it looks pretty obvious that aspects of AI are going to be used to fulfill some biblical prophecies. But even though the beast power looks prophesied to use it, AI itself, I don't believe, is going to destroy humanity. Why do I say that? Jesus said he'd return before something like that can happen in Matthew 24:21-22.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.